Parshas Bereshis. Bereshis Boro Elikim Eis HaShamayim Ve'Eis HaOretz. It says 6 times the letter Aleph in this pasuk. The 6 Aleph are the 6 Aleph. The world is 6,000 years. And the Emes says every Aleph in that pasuk of Bereshis is a simin, and Miram is on another Aleph for the Sheish Alofim Shona of Olam Hazah. And that's why the first word of Bereshis, we know that the Tikkuni Zohar could be explained in so many different ways, and Sirufei Oisius, but one of the basic ones is Boro Shis. The world was created with Shis Alofim. These are the 6,000 years that are Nirmas in the Pasuk. Boro Shis could also mean that he created the Shitin, that the bosses of the whole world comes from the Evan Hashtia. Another Pshat is also Boro Shis with the first 6 letters of the Aleph Beis, because if you spell out the letters, Aleph, Beis, Gimel, Dalet, Hey, Vov, you spell them out by Miluyoy, they're the same, Gematria, 1118, as Shema Yisrael, Hashem Aleikenu, Hashem Achod. The Emes says that the word Bereshis also can be read Boroshtei, because he created 2 Torahs, Torah Shebiksav and Torah Shebalpeh. It's also the letters Yorei Shabbos, it says in the Tikkun Zohar, because that's another Bosis for the Tchilas Abriya. Now we know that the Tikkuni Zohar Be'emes says 70 Yifanim and more of the various ways of the Bereshis. When you go to Rashi, Rashi starts off with the noisy of the Kibush, that the Umay Sa'olam come with the Taina Eretz Yisrael Shalonu. And this is very appropriate now. We're holding in a very, very complex situation that on Simchas Torah, Shabbos, when we started laning Bereshis and preparing ourselves for the year, then something shreklich happened. Something that already was nigzar aleinu on Rosh Hashanah, but who dreamed about it on Rosh Hashanah? When we said, mi yichya mi yomus, mi yisholev, mi yisyaser, and who would be b'shevi? So many of Klal Yisrael are b'tzar. And the noisei, the ilu is that they want to be koivish us, and they say we're koivish them, and there's the vikuach. And the Ershter Rashi Avada comes to say, no, that be'etzem, bereshis, b'shvil Yisrael, shenikru reshis, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us Eretz Yisrael, and it's in the schus of the Torah. But the emes is, where is it nirmas that it's in the schus of the Torah? The Balaturim, the Avudraham, the Paneach Rozo, many of the Mefarshim, they say that the first pasuk of bereshis, Bereshis Bara Lekim Eis HaShemayim Ve'Eis HaOretz has 7 words. It also has 28 letters. Also, the first pasuk that prefaces the Seres HaDibrois in Shmois in Parshas Yisroi, Perikov Pasuk Aleph, Vayedaber Elekim Eskol HaDvarim Le'Elu Le'Emar. Once again, 7 words with 28 letters. And this triply parallels together with Yehei Shmei Rabo Mevorach Li'Olam U'Li'Ol Me'Olmayo. 7 letters, 28 words. These 3, Hachut HaMeshulash, Leibim Heiri Yinotek. The first pasuk of Bereshis Bara Lekim Eis HaShemayim Eis HaOretz, which is Emunah. And the first pasuk over there that we're quoting as the pasuk that prefaces the Aseres HaDibrois. And the Amira, the ultimate Amira by Tvila of Yemhei Shmei Rabba, are all this setup of 7 words. And Koyach, Kol HaOmer Yehei Shmei Rabba B'chol Koychoi. Now what we have to work on, especially in such a situation when things are unclear, the first thing is to realize the koyach of Amuna, and davka in a zah mokam of tzar, to see the gevaldike Amuna. There was crazy stories of where sometimes the terrorists went into one house and not into another house. What was the hezber? Why? In one house gufa, some people were hurt, some not. And bechlal, a wall that billions of dollars was spent on creating a wall, and just like that, it was paper thin. That's a proba that all these years preceding to this, it was im Hashem lo yishmar ir. So it's all adrab, a chizuk of emuna, and a person has to know that that's licked in the first word, Bereshis Bara Elikim Es, is the Rosh HaTevis Beis Beis Aleph Aleph. Bereshis Bara Elikim Es. That's the pasuk in Tehillim, Becho Batachti Al Evoisha. Tehillim Kapitel Chafei is Beis Beis Aleph Aleph. Bereshis Bara Elikim Es is Becho Batachti Al Evoisha. Or alternatively, it's Ashrei Odom Boteach Boch. because that's the basis of the emuna and betochen of bereishis. Rabbi Levi Yitzchak Mibraditchev writes, Rashi, when the Rashi we mentioned, he says, "Ma tam posach bebereishis." So he says, "Ah, how much time a person has in this world when he has the betochen? Because then he has a time in his life. He realizes that everything is from the Bashefer." It says later in the parasha of Ayosam Hashem lekayin ois, which ois? The ois of emuna and betochen. That what? Levilti hakois oisai kol moitzai. No one can hit him. No one could hit you. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, if he has a cheshbon meduktuk, and it could be on a lot of people, but if he has a cheshbon meduktuk that you're supposed to get hurt, then you get hurt. But if not, HaKol me'eis HaKadosh Baruch Hu b'cheshbon meduktuk. You know, we said in Halal over Sukkot, Lama yoimru ha-goyim. The goyim say, Lama. Lama, why did this happen? Why did that happen? Of a b'nei Yisrael, ma'mina b'mei b'miyim, they don't say Lama. They say, Kacha. Ashrei ha'am, shekacha loy. The difference is in the Bereishis Baro Lekim, Lik, the Betochen, and the Amunah. Now we know it also says that Bereishis is Bishvil HaToyra Shenikru Reishis, and Bereishis is Bishvil Yisrael Shenikru Reishis. And even at such a scary time, when there's yes, there's a chazit, there's a front lines, where there's a war, and there are so many, we have to be noisy ba'ol, with so many thousands of people that are Betzar, on those that died, those that are wounded, those that are b'shevi. The Gemara says in Baba Basra, Shevi is kosher mikulam. But we have to realize that Adarabba, Yaakov Avinu wins the war, b'charbi v'kashti, means with Torah and Tefillah. And you know, it even says, b'reishis b'shvela Torah shenikra reishis. Everything is for the Torah. The Rav Chaim Ivolozhin said that the rakevet, the train that they went from St. Petersburg to Berlin, was to be able to Bachar Yeshiva should go to Ivolozhin, and the Verizano bridges that you should get to Yeshiva's Beis Medrash Gavoya in Lakewood. And there was a certain rakevet that was created, went all the way in Russia, in the Siberia. It was for the Bnei Yeshiva of Mir Yeshiva when they were running away in the Shnai Sazam, that they should go to the Yeshiva. So I heard once an interesting story, that someone came to complain to Reb Chaim Ivolozhin. He said, in the Ivolozhin Yeshiva, yes, there's a train that comes close by, but when you get to the little village of Ivolozhin, the last kilometer or two till you get to the Yeshiva, it's all swamps, and it's muddy, and it's, why? If it's Bishvil Yisrael Shenikoreshis, it should have been that there also it should be Gishmak. So he says, no, that's Mamish Latoivis HaYeshiva. A Bachar would, let's say, think on a Thursday afternoon, he's thinking, maybe I should go home. And in those days, going home would mean he would go home till he came back, would be the next week, Monday or Tuesday, it would kill half a week. But then he says to himself, aye, but it's all swamps and it's dirty and it's muddy. Elech bleiben in yeshiva. So he says, the swamps around the Volozhin is also b'shvil ha-toyrish and nekoreshis. We have to realize the opportunity we have. It's not a simple situation. Aber avada, the mokim ha-miklat, the makoim of where the nitzachain of the melchamtei shel Torah that's going to happen over here, in the situation that HaKadosh Baruch Hu should bring Yeshua's gedolos v'neflois, it's from unzer Torah, from unzer tefillah. We went through a whole tishrei of saying the Yud Gimel Midos. Be'ezer Hashem, the yeshiva this year, we're learning the zman mesechta ksubis. Of course, the Zman is starting, B'derech Klal, we wait till Rosh Chodesh Cheshvin. There's a Soyid Nisgov in the Indian of what Bein HaZmanim is. Oberkach Hoiru Rabbi Seinu, that this year it's not Shaykh. The Zman has to start. We need the Koyach of Torah and Tefillah. It's not Shaykh that a Bacha should stum be dragging in the streets when so many people are Bitzar. We're starting Mesech Teksubis. It's fascinating. Mesech Teksubis has 13 Prokim. The Sfarim HaKadoshim say it's connected to Yud Gimel Midois Shel Rachamim. And specifically, there's a parak, the fifth parak, Af Al Pi, the Svarim ask, Af is a lashon of Chema, Af v'Chema. Why should the name of a parak be Af? The Torah says, because each one of the parakim go connected a different Yud Gimel Midah, Shatur, and Idreshes Ben, and also connected a Yud Gimel Midah of Rachamim. The Midas, when you start, Hashem, Kel, Racham, V'chanan, Erech Apayim. The fifth Midah, which is connected to parak Af Al Pi, is Erech Apayim. If a person wants to tackle, lose his midah of kas, it's a segula to learn this perek. But the Eberster should help with the fact that there's a tremendous chizik with the Bnei HaYeshiva, that Be'ezer Hashem, we will, with the Koyach HaToyra and the Koyach HaShmir El Yoyna, be mutzpan and mutman, shakua in the Limud HaToyra, specifically of Masechta Ksubis, Shas Katon, with the segula of the Yud Gimel Prokem, of the Yud Gimel Midois, of the Yud Gimel Midah, Shatar and Dreshes Behen, and still suit to this concept that Bereshis, Bishvil, HaToyah, Shenikah, Bereshis, and we should be Zoicha to a Yeshua G'doyla.